على نبي مصطفى ما بعد للرجل والسيستم هذه يرد ويبشترك لخطبة by praising Allah the one who praised the knowledge and the people of knowledge by saying by the saying of Allah as in Surah Fatir ayat 28 إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء verily the most who fear Allah from amongst the slaves of Allah are the people of knowledge. Have you witnessed that there is no right worthy of worship but Allah without partner? He subhanahu wa ta'ala witnessed that for himself and mentioned that all the angels who glorify him witnessed that too. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala said that only the people of knowledge from amongst the jinn and mankind are the ones who witness that also. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Imran ayah 18, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah Ta'ala witnessed that there is no deity worthy of worship but Him Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The angels, all the angels witnessed that as well as the people of knowledge from amongst mankind and jinn witnessed that He Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is all just. Have you witnessed that Muhammad is a slave and messenger of Allah? The one whom the first thing was descended to him from Allah Ta'ala is what Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Alaq, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Read or recite by the name of your Lord, the one who created mankind from the cloth. Read, and your Lord is the most magnificent and the most glorified, the one who taught by the bend. The one who taught mankind what anyone used to know. Be some blessings be upon him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who encouraged to seek the knowledge. And he brought forward the merit and benefits of knowledge. Also be some blessings be upon his family and companions, those who took the ilm and worked with it. They never were lazy and submitted their cases to ignorance and they accepted it. They never rejected the sittings of people of knowledge. They never went out for calling to Allah without the knowledge. However, they stick to the fiqh and hadith and tafsir. And they never have done anything of worship except that it adheres the evidences from Quran and Sunnah. Afterwards, dear brothers and sisters, whomsoever tells you that anything else other than the ilm is better than the ilm, then suspect him on his religion that he's not a Muslim. Why? Simply because he is claiming that Allah is a liar. His messenger is a liar too. And this guy is only calling to his own desires and thoughts. Listen carefully. May Allah guide you and protect you. Listen to what Allah Ta'ala is saying in the matter of ilm and the ulama. As in Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 9, Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Is it true that the people of knowledge and those who are upon ignorance are the same? Allah Ta'ala says in response to this question he raised, he says, لا يستوون مثلا. They never be the same example of each other. The answer to that is, no, by Allah they are not the same. How could they be the same? While Allah is the one who differentiated between them, between the two groups, and He separated between the two teams. Allah Ta'ala said that in Surah Al-Mujadila, Ayah number 11, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah rises or raises the ones who believe in Him and have knowledge, stages or steps or levels above those who do not. Allah Ta'ala gave some special description, attribution, characteristics to the ulama. He mentioned then that they are the people of fearing Him. The people who witness His oneness. The people whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala raised above everyone else. Why? It is because they are the ones who know Allah the most. And as it was said, if the slave, once the slave knows Allah more, he will fear Him more. And he will wish His mercy more too. So knowledge, dear brothers and sisters, is a cause of gaining the pleasure of Allah. It is a cause for a good life in this life and in the hereafter. It is a cause to perfect your character and purify your soul and spirit. And here, I will bring to you some of the merits and benefits of knowledge and seeking the knowledge, spending time for it. From what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned in his book, which is titled by Kitab al-Ilm, the Book of Ilm. He rahimahullah ta'ala says, from the merits and benefits of ilm is what follows. First, it is the inheritance of the prophets. Peace and blessings be upon them. As they have never left behind dirham or dinar, meaning money. But they left knowledge behind them. So whomsoever takes from the knowledge, he will be the one who took from the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you, as in the 15th century of Hijrah, And this was at this time, 1408. If you are one of the people of knowledge, then you are inheriting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is one of the best merits of ilm. It is better than wealth. It is better than money. Why? Because it remains and wealth goes. As what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمٍ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. If the child of Adam dies, he will be cut off all the things that he used to have in this life, except of three. Sadaqatin jariya, a continuous sadaqah. What is the continuous sadaqah? A masjid you build, a well you dig, and the life. It is not sadaqah you give to the poor, no. It is sadaqah that remains and people can benefit from it. A library, something like that. أو علم ينتفع به, or علم, knowledge, that people can benefit from it. How you leave ilm behind you? It is to be alim first of all. To be talib al-ilm, to seek the knowledge. It is not impossible. It is not only for certain people. No. Anybody can take the ilm. أو ولد صالح يدعو له. Or a good, pious child that he always includes him in his dua, in his obligation. And this you cannot guarantee. You cannot guarantee that one of your children will be so. You cannot guarantee. Maybe after you die, your children be attracted by dunya and they leave the deen. You do not know what happened. Sadaqa jariya, maybe they demolish. But what can remain is ilm. You all know that the Sahaba left Sadaqa Jariya behind them. Umar ibn Khattab left a farm in Khaybar fi sabilillah. Who knows it now? Where is it? But Umar ibn Khattab left behind ilm. Left us a very famous hadith, innama al-a'malu bil-niyyat. Until today, we are using this hadith and benefiting from it. Umar is rewarded because of that. Abu Huraira left nothing behind. But we know that he is the Sahabi who narrated the most hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is benefited out of that. Wala Saleh, you all know that the Sahaba left behind him pious children. From amongst the Sahaba, no one from the youth of the Sahaba was as pious as Abdullah ibn Amr, Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab. But where they died. So what you leave behind you is the ilm. Is the ilm. Those Sahaba, Amr ibn As, Amr ibn Khattab, although their children died, but their children were ulama and they encouraged their children to study the ilm. So now they are benefited. From the merits of this religion is it is the pressure that never you take care or fear loss of it. As money you guard. You guard the money. But ilm guards you. You never guard the ilm. You never guard the ilm. The ilm guards you. Also from the merit is that the person who gains the ilm would be counted from amongst the witnesses of the oneness of Allah. As Allah said in the ayah previously we mentioned, as in Surah Al-Imran, ayah 18. From the merit of ilm is that the people of ilm are one of the two parties that Allah mentioned in the ayah of Surah An-Nisa, ayah 59, where Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. أُولِي الْأَمْرِ here consists of two kinds of people, the ruler and the scholar. So once you gain knowledge, you would be one of those. When you say, people obey. When you say, people obey. From the merits of ilm is that the people of knowledge are the ones who are going to continue existing and rise above everyone until the day of resurrection. As in the hadith reported by Bukhari on the authority of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who said, I hear the Messenger of Allah saying, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wants or wills him good, he will make him to understand the knowledge, the deen. To learn the deen. And then the Prophet said, وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِي. Verily, I am the one who distributes the shares. But these shares, Allah is the one who gives them. Allah is the one who gives them. وَلَنْ تَزَالْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ قَائِمَةً عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And this ummah, meaning this ummah, the ulama, will continue upon the matter of Allah that Allah sends, which is Islam, pure Islam. لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ. Opposing of others would not harm them. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the command of Allah, the hour, comes to the land, to the ear. Here in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا تَزَالُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ قَائِمَةٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Imam Ahmad explained the meaning of this chapter of the hadith. وَلَا تَزَالُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ قَائِمَةٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And this ummah will continue upon the matter of Allah. He said, this ummah means Ahl al-Hadith. And if they are not Ahl al-Hadith, I don't know who they are. And if a man like Imam Ahmad says so, then we have to know that this is very serious. Very serious, because if a man like Ahmad ibn Hanbal doesn't know, who else will know? Who else will know? He's one of the Imams. Who else will know? From the merits of ilm and seeking ilm is that it is the only thing that Allah commanded His Messenger to ask Him the more of it. Allah never told His Messenger to ask Allah, to ask Him, to give Him wealth or children or no. We all know that the Prophet ﷺ had two sons and they died. Allah Ta'ala did not ask him, did not tell him, did not tell the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did not say to him, ask me to give you son. But he told him, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O Muhammad, say, O Allah, O my Lord, give me more ilm. Because more ilm is better than more money, is better than more children. From the merits of ilm is that it is the only field where hasad is allowed. We all know hasad, evil eye. That is the only place where hasad is allowed. However, it is not only allowed, it is encouraged. One is encouraged to practice hasad. But hasad here, what does it mean? It means, as in Arabic, ghibta. And ghibta is not to wish that what your friend or the other person has or given to be removed. No, but to be given the same. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا حسد إلا فتنتين. رجل آتاه الله مالا. Hasad is not allowed except in two places or two occasions. رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته. A man that Allah gave him money. But not any man given money, no. A man that Allah gave him money and he used it to please Allah. Spend it for the sake of Allah. There's more help needy and the like. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ حِكْمَةً فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعَلِّمُهَا. And the man that Allah gave him hikmah. Hikmah here, what does hikmah here mean? Hikmah here means ilm. And I'm going to tell you why I say so. Although the word hikmah means wisdom. But we all know that wisdom is a wise word. Even in English, when you say wisdom, wisdom requires ilm. Wisdom cannot be without ilm. Wisdom cannot be without ilm. You have to have the ilm, so you have the wisdom. In any field of ilm. Any field. Now, you say medicine doctor, you say this medicine doctor has hikmah in using the medicine. Why? Because he has the ilm of medicine. He has more ilm than the other. That's why he has hikmah more than the other. But in here, it means the legitimate ilm, which is the ilm of the religion of Islam. Why I said, and he said, فَوَيَقْضِي بِهَا, he will become a judge. And we all know that the judge, for one to be a judge, it doesn't only need wisdom. You need the wisdom that contains ilm. So you can know the hukum. The hukum. And وَيُعَلِّمَهَا. How can you teach wisdom? If wisdom doesn't mean the ilm, how can you teach? No one can teach wisdom. Wisdom comes with the ilm. Wisdom comes with the ilm. Wisdom comes with the ilm. And that's why Imam Bukhari has reported this hadith in his book al-Sahih, in the book of ilm, in the chapter of al-Iqtibat of al-Ilm wal-Hikmah. Al-Iqtibat means feeling jealous of not having ilm like your colleague. You're wishing that you have ilm like him. Okay? And Imam Muslim reported this hadith in his book Sahih, in the book of Salah, in the chapter of فَضْلُ مَنْ يَقُومْ بِالْقُرْآنُ وَيُعَلِّمُ. The merit of the one who stands at the night with Quran, meaning praying and recites Quran, and he teaches Quran. And he teaches the Quran. From the merit of the ilm is that it is the ghayb. Ghayb is the rain. Is the rain. So the ilm is the rain, and the rain goes down to the land. What is the land? The Prophet ﷺ divided the land that receives the rain to three kinds of land. And he mentioned that the people of knowledge are the good land that accepts the water, absorbs it, and brings out the agriculture, grass and whatsoever. And also it holds water inside it. So it gives you food to eat, and it holds water for you. You come and dig the well, you find water. That is the example of the ilm and the people of ilm. As in the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, which is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. From the merits of ilm, is that it is the way, it is one of the ways to Jannah. It is one of the shortest ways to the Jannah. As in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Imam Muslim reported that the Messenger of Allah said, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سهل الله له في طريقا إلى الجنة. And whomsoever takes away to seek the knowledge, Allah will make it for him a way to the Jannah. Will make it for him a way to the Jannah. From these merits of the ilm is that it is the proof and evidence that Allah will this person good, wants to do good with this person or for this person. What, how is that? It is as in the hadith reported by Imam Bukhari on the search of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu, which we mentioned earlier. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. And whomsoever Allah ta'ala wants to do good, he will make him study the knowledge. فقهه في الدين means makes him understand the deen. From these merits of ilm is that the ilm is a light. It's the light that the one, the slave, can know how to worship Allah. Can know with it how to worship Allah. How to deal with the other. If you don't have knowledge, you will oppress others. You will curse others. You will, you know, lose all your friends and family members and because you have no ilm. But with the ilm, you know how to deal with everyone. And you know how to worship Allah. You know how to worship Allah. From the merit of ilm is that it is also make, it also makes the alim. Now it is itself the light, okay, for talib al-ilm to be guided with. It is also a cause for the person, for the alim, to be the light that can light the way for the other. Light the way for the others in their matters of deen and dunya. And the dalil for that is the hadith of the man who killed 99 persons. When he asked first, he wanted to repent. When he asked, they took him to a worshiper. Who's not alim? Okay, a worshiper is good, but he's not benefiting others. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, عالم واحد أشد على الشيطان من ألف عالم. One alim is more, يعني, is more painful or more is, but when you say stronger, what does it mean? It's stronger as a shield, as a shield between Shaitan and the people. And if we suppose that the worshiper is a shield, one alim will equal 1,000 shields of the life of the worshiper. 1,000. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ said. And the last but not the least, from the merits of ilm and the people of ilm is that the ilm, the knowledge, is the real reason behind proudness in this life and in the hereafter. Whether from the side of the Sharia or from the side of the what we call Qadr Kawni, universal Qadr. How is that? Let's start with the universal Qadr. We all know that. Anybody has ilm, whatsoever ilm. People respect the engineer, more than respecting the mechanic. And they might both be in same field. electrical engineer and electrician. People with respect the electrical engineer. Why? Because he has more knowledge than the electrician. Mechanical engineer and doctor and nurse and the like. And the like. So people respect, even in the field of dunya, they still respect the one who has more ilm. Even amongst the kuffar, they do the same. The one who has PhD is not like the one who has master's, for example. They respect that more. In the field of the ilm of sharia, the one who has, we don't say the one who has PhD, no, the one who has ilm. Because they, the kuffar, measure the ilm by degrees. We don't measure ilm here in sharia by degrees, no. We measure it by how the ulama speak about this alim. How the ulama, what the ulama say about this alim. And that's why you see some ulama, even from the time of Bukhari, they say no one knows hadith on the ear more than Bukhari, for example. Allah Ta'ala says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, is it true that the people of knowledge and the people who are not above knowledge are the same? Perhaps not. Perhaps not. From the mercy of Allah Ta'ala upon the people of Islam is that He encouraged them to go to the circles of ilm. And that is the proper place where you can have the ilm. Even the colleges, the universities are not as strong as the circles of ilm in the masajid. These are the places where Allah Ta'ala sent down His mercy. As and sit to the ulama and get from them the knowledge, the guidance. As by ilm you will know, O Muslim, how to worship Allah. Abu al-Basira. Basira means the light that is in the heart. Not Basira, that is the light in the eye. It's the light in the heart. By the knowledge, by the ilm, your characters and manners would be perfect. By the ilm, all the hatred you have towards your Muslim brothers and sisters will go. Because the ilm is light and hatred is darkness. And they cannot be in the same place. They cannot be in the same place. If you seek the ilm sincerely, you will find yourself automatically changing. From somebody who hates for small things to somebody who doesn't care of big things. Abu Hanifa, for example, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, was in Mina, in Masjid al-Khayf, teaching the people in Hajj. And he gave his opinion in one of the Hajj matters. You know, this is field of ijtihad. Every alim can make his ijtihad. Somebody came and said, Ya Abu Hanifa, do you mean to say that Al-Hasan al-Basri is wrong when he says different from what you say? He says yes. Al-Hasan is wrong. So another man came covering his face, wearing like a mask, and saying to the Prophet, to Abu Hanifa, he's cursing his mother. He's cursing him, his mother. You say that Hasan is wrong? He said, yes, Hassan is wrong. See how the way he says? Yes, Hassan is wrong. And then he said, we are men, we said so, and someone else said so. If he has the dalil, his saying must be taken. Very simply, very quietly, like that Abu Hanifa did not respond to his cursing the way that he did. But he responded the way that the ilm affected on him. Because he studied in the Sunnah, in the biography of the Prophet ﷺ, that a Jew passed by the Prophet ﷺ and he cursed him. He said, As-salamu alayka Muhammad. And when Aisha replied the same, he saw Aisha blamed Aisha, did not blame the Jew. He blamed Aisha, he said, yeah, Aisha, it's not like that. She said, didn't you hear what he said? He said to her, didn't you hear what I said to him? And then he told her, ما كان الرفق في شيء إلا زانه ولا نزع من شيء إلا شانه. Ease would never be found in anything except that beautified. And never is taken from it except that it makes it ugly and bad. So that's how the ilm will correct our manner and perfect it. It's not something you ask, it automatically will come to you. Automatically. As if you eat automatically, your power will get more and more. And if you don't eat, your sighting will go less, your hearing will go less, your bones will be weak and the like. So the person of ilm, whether a man or a woman, would be the example that we will follow, even when he is quiet. Or when he talks, when he dresses, or in all the matters of his, people will look and follow. People will look and follow. And look now, you see some ulama today wearing suits. But see, the majority of the ummah would always like to wear thobs and ghutra. Why? Because they see people like Ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, and the like, they were like that. So they prefer to follow these people, not those. Why? Because the ilm, the ilm. So, one of us should go very fast to catch the caravan of the student of knowledge. Sit with them. Take the benefits from them. Especially in this time where we are at the middle of a conjunction of many roads or ways. You see today people, group of people, calls for magic. Other people calls for getting into the dunya and forgetting the akhirah. Third, are calling to Islam, but in a way of killing, bombing, strife. Fourth, are calling to Islam in a way the Sahaba never know, khuruj, go with the people for da'wah without knowledge. And all these are wrong. What is the right is what the Sahaba used to do with the Prophet ﷺ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud embraced Islam very early. He did not leave the Prophet and went to call the people. Abu Huraira, all the Sahaba, did not leave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They remained with him taking the ilm until he died. Not only that, even after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, you see a man like Jabir ibn Abdullah, one of the Sahaba who narrated the hadith the most. He hears that there is a Sahabi in Ash-Sham, in Syria, in Damascus, reporting a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that he did not hear it from the Prophet ﷺ directly. So he bought a camel and traveled alone, cutting all this distance in the middle of the desert of the Arabian Peninsula to Syria only to hear this hadith after the Prophet ﷺ died. All the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the Ulama, you think those four Imams became four Imams? How? How? It is because of the ilm that they see, how they implement it, and they distribute. Without this, without the ilm, one who goes khuruj for da'wah is exactly like a blind leading the ship, or a deaf leading the plane. Can you imagine a blind leading, a blind is acting a captain of a ship? How can he say? He cannot see. Or a pilot is deaf. You know, when you fly, you don't depend only on what you see. You have to take the guidance through the headphones from the air traffic control center. They guide you. So if a dip, how can he go? How can he go? So that's the example of the person who wants to go for calling others while he has nothing of the ilm. First, sit by the ulama, take the ilm from them, and then you can give da'wah even in your place. And here's something that Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said. He was asked a question. First of all, he said, verily, from what is known to everyone, that the benefit of recitation of Quran is better than anything else. And in it, the Sharia of Islam is protected. And it is a matter of connecting between the slave and his Lord while he is reciting the speech of his Lord. And it is authenticated by Imam Bukhari that the Prophet ﷺ says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you is the one who learns Quran and taught it and teaches it. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith in reported by Imam Muslim, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَ بَيْنَهُ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that there will be no group of people gathered in one of the mosques, the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah, studying the knowledge of it, except that sakina, tranquility, comes down on them. And rahma, mercy, ghashiyatum. Ghashiyatum is word ghashiyah from ghisha. Ghisha is the cover. The cover. So the rahma will cover them. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And the angels will surround them. Surround them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. And Allah Ta'ala will mention them by their name to the gathering of His at the heavens, which are the angels. Which are the angels. And then the Shaykh said, in our time, alhamdulillah, there are lots of groups of teaching Quran in all around the land. And the place of these groups is the masajid. Look what he says. It's Buyutullah. وَهِيَ الْمَسَاجِدِ. And it is the masajid. It's not in the house. It's not in the house. It's teaching the knowledge, teaching Quran, is not going to the house. Who goes to the houses, there is something secret he doesn't want the others to hear. Who teaches Quran, which is the book for all, must teach it in front of all, in the masjid. Anybody can come and sit and hear and listen.
That's what Imam Ibn Uthaymeen said. And here is a question raised to him. A man says, Ya Shaykh, which is better? Freeing yourself for da'wah to Allah or freeing yourself to seek the knowledge. So the question now differentiated between da'wah and seeking knowledge. The Shaykh says, seeking knowledge is better. And the one who seeks the knowledge can still do da'wah while he's seeking knowledge. But what cannot be is to go give da'wah and you haven't seek the knowledge. As Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Yusuf, Ayah 108, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Say, O Muhammad, this is my way, I call to Allah upon the light of knowledge. Upon the light of knowledge. Me and those who follow me. So those who call to Allah without knowledge are not from the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are not from the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to realize this thing and know that the way to da'wah to Allah is not only feeling jealous of that people are turning away from the knowledge. No, it is by seeking knowledge. Just feeling jealous is not enough. You have to come and seek the knowledge. That is the way how you can protect yourself, your family, your neighbors, and wherever you go you can protect. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.